You ready? Are you ready? Well, get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. And when he comes, he will thresh the wheat. He will separate the grain from the chaff. The grain he will gather to himself. But the chaff will be burned with unquenchable fire. What? Negative preaching? I think it's very positive. Positively, prepare yourselves. Positively, the Lord is coming. Positively, you better be ready. Positively, he will not abide iniquity. Oh, not very Christmassy, you say. Well, I don't even remember that first Christmas. I was only 3 months old at the time. My parents told me about it, though. In fact, my father was the first to receive news of it. He was Zechariah, a priest. And one day, when he was offering incense to God on the altar in the temple, Gabriel, who stands in the very presence of God, came to him and told him that I was to be born as a forerunner to Messiah. My father used to teach me from the scrolls of the prophet Malachi, "Behold, I am sending you the prophet Elijah before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers." "That is you, John," he would say. "You have been given the ministry of Elijah to prepare the way for God's Messiah." I think he thought I would follow him into the priesthood. As if I could be a priest, that compromised, corrupted nest of snakes. The axe is laid to the root, and any tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. They call themselves priests. But not my father. My father was a good man. And there were others like him. But the temple is no place for Elijah. Elijah had it right. King Ahab, he was the king of Israel. He was the heir to God's promises. He built altars to Baal. He constructed a temple to Baal. He went up and he worshipped Baal. But he put the nation to sleep. But Elijah woke them up. He stood against the king. "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, surely there will be neither dew nor rain all these years, except by my word." And then he went out into the wilderness beyond the Jordan, and he ate whatever the ravens would bring him. And so I wear these rough clothes. I eat wilderness food. Those who wear silk and fine linen, they can be found in the temple or in king's palaces. But when the wrong king is in the palace, it's time to announce judgment and head for the wilderness. That is Elijah's way. It is the Lord's day, and judgment will begin with the household of God. So prepare the way. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God, who will come to judge the world. With his righteousness, he will judge the earth and peoples with his truth. Jesus was a cousin. Before my parents died, they told me about Joseph and Mary and about their son, about Mary's visit to them when my mother, Elizabeth, was still pregnant with me. They told me about the infamous kick. They always like to talk about that. But growing up, Jesus and I never met. After my parents died, a friend of my father, another priest, he took me in. I stayed long enough to learn the scrolls, but I knew I wasn't meant to be a priest in the temple. I had to find my own way. I always wondered how it would happen, when it would happen. When would Messiah be revealed? How would Messiah be revealed? When would he come and establish forgiveness, establish righteousness? I couldn't wait any longer. I was 25, 30, the years were rolling on. And I couldn't wait, so I went out in the wilderness along the Jordan, and I began to preach. I became known as the baptizer. I had seen baptisms before, up in the communes, and when I saw that, I thought, you know, here is a sign.
not just for a few, but for all people. Not just for one class, some elite ceremonial rite, but for everyone who was willing to repent of their sins and to declare that they were ready to receive the promised King of God. I baptized with my preaching because I didn't want to be a curiosity, some freak preacher that people would listen to and then forget and not be changed. I baptized so that people would have to make a stand. They would have to show that they were committed. Come and get wet! The people were ready. God was calling them out. Great crowds came. Many came to me and I taught them. I taught them to pray, I taught them to preach, and I taught them to baptize. All the time I watched the crowd, expectantly. I knew that he would come. I knew that Messiah would come, and he did. And when he came, I baptized him. And I saw the sign of God's Spirit come down on him. Many of my disciples left me to go and follow him. I knew that the day had come at last. I grew bolder and more urgent in my preaching. Then Herod, he arrested me for some of that urgent preaching. So I'm in his prison. He thinks I'm funny. He has no idea what it's all about. But I amuse him. How are things on the outside? The kingdom has not yet come, has it? Was I wrong? Could I have been mistaken? How is a man like Herod still on the throne? Why has the priesthood not been cleansed? Why do people still live as though God were not the righteous judge? What am I saying? God has come to his people. There is still time to seize the kingdom, to press your way in before the end. Now is the hour of salvation. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I am the voice of preparation, but not for a baby on a quiet starlit night. Christmas is too big for that. So prepare the way. Prepare yourselves, but not for a cute little baby. For a king who is coming to reclaim his kingdom and who will not wait for the rebellious to turn back. The day of the Lord is coming. A great and terrible day. A wonderful and marvelous day. Prepare the way.